Brand new single from Detroit, Michigan's own Popular Creeps here on the Viva La Mock radio program. The song is called Split Decision. And before that, some newer music from Dolph Cheney from his This Is Dolph Cheney album, And I Wanted You. Speaking of newer music, how about brand spanking new music from the Armoires? Yeah. That was them, if you noticed, doing a John Cale cover, Paris 1919, from an album that was literally released on April 1st. Talk about brand new. Now, let me tell you some fun things about this album. The album's called Incognito, and the reason is because it was released on April 1st, but back in October, the Armoires started releasing music, but they were doing it under pseudonyms. So they're like, okay, we're going to take Halloween, where you dress up and you mask yourself as something else, all the way up until April Fool's Day and put out songs. So literally that version, that song came out back in October under the name of October Surprise, but it was actually the Armoires doing the John Cale cover. Brand new disc, more covers on there, more originals. You'll be hearing a lot more of that on future Viva La Mock radio programs. And I start off the entire set with Rex Daisy doing their cover of John Sebastian's theme from Welcome Back, Cotter. Welcome back. Woo! Welcome back, Mockster. Got a couple minutes before we get to the top of the hour. Some things I should tell you is whenever I think of Popular Creeps, I think of my rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, because he's got a popular radio show. That's where I'm going with it. It's called Courts in Session. It's 2.5 hours of rock and roll. It's country. It's soul. But he focuses on new music by your favorite classic artists. And again, that's Thursdays starting at 8 o'clock. Now, I've got the inside scoop that this Thursday, Albert Bouchard of Blue Oyster Cult fame is going to join him again. He's been on the program before, but he's joining him again this week. I think, I don't know, maybe he's got a new album out, maybe he's got a concert coming up. I don't know, but the only way to know is to tune in Thursday at 8 and find out what's going on with your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie. Read a great article interviewing Rick Nielsen of Cheap Trick, and he was reviewing himself some of their albums and telling some background stories on it. And I'm like, I'm looking at the clock right now, and if it's a Friday night, this makes a lot more sense than a Tuesday afternoon. But I'm like, I think I'm going to have to play this Cheap Trick song at this very moment, because the clock does strike 10 here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Really gonna be- that you love me too, just like I do, we'll know it's true. Cause I believe,
I believe,
I believe,
I believe.
Let me in your light, yeah, yeah, you've been going round and round.
Let me in your light,
girl, you've been going up and down. And when it's late at night, I'll hold you tight, I won't let go. No one else will ever know the part of me, you know. Cause I believe,
I believe,
I believe,
I believe.
Let me in your life,
hey, hey.
Let me in your life,
come on.
Let me in your life,
baby.
Let me in your life. Tonight's the night that I've been waiting. Show. I need your love now, please don't let me go.
Hey.
Let me in your light, yeah, yeah, you got me going round and round.
Let me in your light,
girl, you got me going up and down. And when you hold me close, don't let me go, just let me know. That you love me too, just like I do, we'll know it's true.
The Records. The Records wrapping up that wonderful pop set of music here on the Viva La Mock radio program. I mentioned earlier about seeing Vic Chestnut, a show and an artist I'm glad I saw before he passed. John Wicks, another one that I can put on that list. Now, I never saw The Records live, but I did see John Wicks along with Paul Collins doing a show down at the Thunderbird in Lawrenceville a few years back, and well worth my time. Well worth my time. Hey, before the Records, The Beat, speaking of Paul Collins, The Beat from their self-titled debut, I think 1979 is when that came out. I had a listener dispute my claim last week that the king of power pop is indeed Nick Lowe, and he said, no, I think it's Paul Collins. And I'm like, well, if we could get them all in a room, I said, let's throw Marshall Crenshaw in there too. And let's see what happens. So I wanted to play some Beat, Let Me Into Your Life. And I'm glad you let me into your life each and every Friday evening or possibly Tuesday afternoon with this program called Viva La Mock. The Liars from Boston, Mass. In there with a Sick and Tired. Went back to the A Promise is a Promise album to find that one for you. Came out on the Ace of Hearts record label, a great little label back in the 80s out of the Boston area. And Cheap Trick from In Color with Clock Strikes 10. That was a song that actually put them on the map in Japan. Pre-Budokan. That's what got them over to do the Budokan album, which then launched their career in what we know as today, which I'm glad it did. It's almost 15 minutes past your hour here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. Again, my name is Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mock. I do want to remind you that Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT. Spack Brothers, they offer pizza and hoagies, and they have wings, and they specialize in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. They don't use any refined sugars in their sauce or any unbleached flour in their dough. They're located at 5107 Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh. For more information, 412-362-SPAK. Online at SPACBrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725, SPAKBrothers.com. As a personal side note, I had Spack Brothers pizza last weekend. In case you want to chalk up my pizza intake, because that was it. Got plenty of music to get back and get to you. Today, if you are listening on the Friday, it is Good Friday. If you're listening on Tuesday, I always have to say it was Good Friday. But because of that, I was like, can I find songs that like have maybe Good Friday in their, maybe not even in the title, just in the lyrics, just the words Good Friday back to back. Didn't find a lot that I really wanted to play, but I did find this one. It is none other than PJ Harvey.
To find love, we wanted success until nothing was enough, until my middle name was excess. Somehow I lost touch when you went out of sight. Got lost into the city, got lost into the night. Child, I had a model smile. You carried all my hopes until something broke inside, but now die of shock, die without a trial, die on Good Friday while holding each other tight. And this is kind of about you, and this is kind of about me. We just kinda lost our way. We were looking to be free, but one day
Bonnie and Clyde. drug, it needs no rhyme or reason.
Blood was spilled and lives were torn asunder. Clyde and Bonnie filled the land with wonder. Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde. Fantasies of years they'd spent together.
Shattered by a politician's pledge.
Always one step before the gallows.
That's the crime that wouldn't let them rest.
Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde. Headlines green, policemen dead in Dallas.
The long arm of the law was not amused.
Brighter shades of love were turning darker.
Curtains for Pharaoh and Bonnie Parker.
Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde. The thrill is gone and panic takes its place.
Hope is growing dimmer by the hour.
Flashes of light against the black.
Carefully take aim and then attack.
Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde. The final flickers of a dangerous life. Clyde sees the blood when Bonnie's dying wife.
Bonnie breathes her last breath in despair. A vision of the corpse of Clyde Barrow.
Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde. They laid him in the ground before the morning came. To stay together till the end of time. No coffin, no headstone, and no marker. The end for Barrow and Bonnie Parker. Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde.
I called this number 3 times already today, but I got scared. I put it back in place. I put my phone back in place. I still don't know if I should have called. Look, just tell me, why don't you? If I'm out of place. 'Cause here's your chance to make me feel awkward and wish that I had never even called up this place. I saw you though today walk by with Hippie Johnny. I had to call up and say how I wanna take his place. So this phone call today concerns Hippie Johnny. He's always stoned. He's never straight. I saw you today, you know, walk by with Hippie Johnny. Look, I had to call up and say I wanna take his place. See, he's stoned. Hippie Johnny. Now get this, I'm straight and I want to take his place. Now look, I like him too. I like Hippie Johnny. But I'm straight and I want to take his. I said I'm straight. I said, I'm straight. to say. Well, I'm straight, and I want to take his place. Now I've watched you walk around here. I've watched you meet boyfriends, I know, and you tell me how they're deep. Look, but I think if these guys, if they're really so great, tell me why can't they at least take this place and take it straight? Why always stoned like hippie Johnny's? I'm straight and I want to take his place. I'm certainly not stoned like hippie Johnny is. I'm straight, but I want to take his place. I said I'm straight. I said I'm straight.
At the death, I saw it through. Was done.
Sid Vicious wrapping up that set of music only the way he could, doing it my way. Actually, he did it his way, but it was the song My Way. Hey, before that, how about some Modern Lovers with I'm Straight? The original drummer of the Modern Lovers, Dave Robinson, celebrating a birthday today. After Dave left the Modern Lovers, he joined this little band called The Cars. Maybe you heard of them. Maybe. Heck, who knows? Maybe I'll play some Cars later on in the program. Why not? Before the Modern Lovers, Steve Wynn doing a cover of Serge Gainsbourg's Bonnie and Clyde. Today is the anniversary of Serge's birth. Sadly, we lost him 30 years ago, back in 1991, at the age of 62. He would have been 93 years old today, had he still been with us. Some PJ Harvey in there with We Float, as I mentioned, going into it, a song that drops Good Friday. And for many of you, it is a Good Friday. For some of you, it's an awesome Tuesday. But for me, it's the Viva La Mock radio program, and I appreciate whatever day you listen to me and this program. Oh, yeah, I was going to remind you before I get back into music that there are millions of kids right now up to the age of 19 who are eligible for free or low-cost health insurance through the Medicaid and the CHIP program, the Children's Health Insurance Program. Your child could be one of them. In fact, children in a family of four earning over $48,000 a year might qualify. It includes regular checkups and immunizations and doctor and dentist visits and hospital care and mental health services, prescriptions, and so much more. It's a helping hand for parents who have their hands full. For more information or to enroll today, go to healthcare.gov. That's healthcare.gov. This message brought to you by healthcare.gov and your good friends here at WRCT. Hey, for my next song, because I only have, what do I have, about 25 minutes before the top of the hour. So for my next song, I'm going to tell you a little backstory on it. Yeah, the song was written back in 1960, I think it was, by an English composer named Jerry Lorden. Now, the original version of the song was by guitarist Bert Wheaton, but Lorden actually didn't like that version. So he went out and hired the Shadows. They did a version of it. And it went to number one. But at the same time, Bert's version was out there and went to number 24. Now, this is all in the UK charts. It didn't really get its just due over stateside until this Danish jazz guitarist named Jørgen Ingemann covered it. And in 1961, it again went to a number two on the U.S. charts. And then, of course, around 1980, the Sugar Hill Gang did their own version of it. But I'm talking about Apache. This is the Jørgen Ingemann version here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Thank you.
lights were low, but I was lower. The radio was playing somewhere else. The room was full of surface tension. I was only thinking about myself. No, baby, I. No, baby, I. No, baby, I don't wanna see you hurt. You got them tears, they fall like pearls. Blame it on gravity, yeah. Blame it on being a girl. The room was full of undertakers, movers and martini shakers gone. The Reaper left at 7:30. Took off in a taxi with her blonde. The difference between us is way down on the inside. It's very tricky business. No, baby, I. No, baby, I. No, baby, I. Don't wanna see you hurt. You got them tears, they fall like pearls. Blame it on gravity, yeah. Blame it on being a girl. Blame it on gravity, yeah. Blame it on being a girl. To no good Friday, I was bound to do it my way wrong. Strum it on a Telecaster, sing it like a train disaster song. The difference between us is way down on the inside. Tricky business. No, baby, I. No, baby, I. No, baby, I. Don't wanna see you hurt. You got them tears, they fall like pearls. Blame it on gravity, yeah. Blame it on being a girl. Blame it on gravity, yeah.
From their 2008 release, Blame It on Gravity. That's the old 97s here on the Viva La Mock radio program with No Baby I. Before the old 97s, Jimmy Dale Gilmore saying, tonight I think I'm going to go downtown. Or if he was visiting Pittsburgh, he might go, I think I'm going to go downtown. He might. I don't know. Speaking of Pittsburgh, the song Blue Moon, which Pittsburgh's own Marcells put on the charts back in 1961, I played Jonathan Richman's version from 1989. Speaking of 1961, Jorgen Ingman started off the entire set with his version of the song Apache. Speaking of oldies songs, why not tell you that Radio 9 is a radio show that plays oldies, newies, and snark. Yeah, they play snark. Jay Thurber is your host, and it happens each and every Saturday afternoon from noon until 3, and it's well worth the drive. What do you mean by drive? Just drive around. Roll your windows down. It doesn't matter how cold out it is. It's just fun to drive around with your windows down listening to Radio 9 on a Saturday afternoon here on 88.3 FM. That's just, it's my opinion, but, you know, I throw it out there for you. Did you also know that it was on this day back in 1967, so that's 54 years ago, on this day in 1967, a bunch of guys over in England got together and said, hey, let's put a band together. Who were those guys? Well, it was Steve Winwood, Dave Mason, Jim Capaldi, and Chris Wood put together the band Traffic, believe it or not. That was 54? 54 years ago. So let's go Mockster style from their brand new album, Southern Culture on the Skids, doing Dear Mr. Fantasy. Yeah. From her album, For God and Country, that is Dolly Parton here on the Viva La Mock program, reminding you to tie a yellow ribbon around the old oak tree. As we are celebrating Tony Orlando's 77th birthday tomorrow, you remember I was talking about bands or performers that maybe you got a chance to see and, you know, it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Dolly Parton, that's on my list. I got a chance to see her a few years back when she came to town. She played at PPG Paints or whatever they were calling the arena at that point, and it was a phenomenal show. Hey, before Dolly, Southern Culture on the Skids from their brand new album, At Home with Southern Culture on the Skids, doing Traffic's Dear Mr. Fantasy. I do want to remind you that coronavirus cases are on a slight uptick in the area. What does that mean? Just wash your hands, avoid sick people, avoid touching your face, wear a mask, because what mask wearing protects others. Don't be selfish. I'm just saying that because these everyday actions can help prevent the spread.